Hey, I understand you're having an event coming up that seemingly everybody here in the station will be attending, right?
Yeah.
What is it? Is it a sip and paint or a paint and sip?
Paint and sip.
But there will be more sipping, I'm sure, than
maybe
than painting.
Right.
Probably, I'm sure.
Yep.
Hold on, I've heard of these. Okay, I get the sip part. All you ladies sit around and drink wine.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just paint wine glasses, or what do you?
Yeah. Or you can paint canvases.
Okay. I'm sure there's some great artwork that comes out of these sip and paints, or I'm sorry, paint and sips.
More
who started this?
I don't know. It's a good idea. It's fun. You can hang out with your girlfriends. Maybe your husband would want to come, or your wife.
Listen, the time you find me at a paint and sip is the time I turn in my man card. Here you go.
My husband and I went, yep. And it was fun.
Chad Lee. Chadley. You need to have a talk, sir.
No, we had a lot of fun.
We need to have a talk. You invited my wife, which I will extend the invitation to her. But it's funny because, you know, anytime one of us gets to go do something without the other, normally means, you know, we have to stay back with a couple kids, the whole twin boy thing. And you go,
Can you handle it?
Yeah, listen. Can I handle it? What's this mug say? I want you to read it aloud, please.
You tried to get me to say it earlier.
Read it aloud. What's my mug say today?
Best dad ever.
Thank you. My kids got it for me, and my kids do not lie, okay? They do not lie.
They also can't read.
I got this for Mother's Day, actually, by the way.
Aww.
My best dad ever mug. Got it for Mother's Day. It's a great gift.
Oh my goodness. Great day I had. She got you that for Mother's Day?
No, I got it a while ago. Bought it for myself, actually. The self-proclaimed
even better
dad ever.
Oh, you're awesome.
Well, have fun at your paint and sip. Like I said, I'll extend the invite to the wifey. When is it? The Saturday?
Saturday.
Oh, she can't go. Sorry. I'm just kidding. I'll find out what the heck is going on. She's out of school here soon. Friday is the last day for her with students.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you why.
Already?
I'll tell you why. She teaches at Lake, okay? In Stark County. At the northernmost tip. Love that word. In Stark County. Lake Local Schools. It's where I went. It's where she went. It's where we once met back in the day.
Aww.
But they are doing, it's like close to $100 million in terms of renovations to the whole school district.
Oh, wow.
So they actually get out early to get a head start on all this construction. They've already started, but they really want to start the teardown process. But since they get out earlier than everybody else, they're going to go back a lot sooner.
Oh, and that stinks.
And next year, I think their spring break is shortened, even if I don't even know if they have one. Their whole schedule's weird for about a year. But that's really the reason why.
Wow. That'll be fun. You'll be able to spend more time together.
So much fun. I mean, when I get home from work, her and the kids will be right there waiting for me.
Yay!
I get no more quiet and alone time when I get home. Gosh, I can't wait for summertime. It's going to be great. 36 days away from the official first day of summer, though. That's the official countdown. Until the summer solstice, the longest day of sunlight, if you will. Hey, this has been a debate for the past couple of days. I don't know if you've heard about it, but you remember when we had the dress debate? Was it the white and gold dress, or some saw the blue and black dress? What did you see? I saw white and gold. Still, to this day, I see white and gold.
Yeah, I don't get the blue and black thing.
Others saw a blue and black dress. That was like a few years ago, back in 2015.
Right.
Well, now what we have is the audio version of that dilemma, if you will. You heard about this?
Yes.
The Laurel and Yanni debate. Apparently, there's this sound clip out there. It sparked this huge online debate, and everybody's talking about it. Celebrities, even politicians.
Oh.
I saw Paul Ryan say something about it. It's kind of taken the social media and the internet by storm, if you will, the Yanni and Laurel debate. Basically, what it is, it's a sound clip. And what I hear each and every single... I've heard this thing probably about 50 times, okay? I hear Laurel each and every single time that I play this. But some hear Yanni, which is strange.
Right.
If you think about it. People don't know why. Some folks hear one thing. Other folks hear the other thing. Have you listened to it?
Yes.
What do you hear?
The first time I heard it, so they play it a couple times in a row.
Yeah.
The first time, the first one they play, I thought it said Yanni.
Okay. But then
But then I heard Laurel the remainder of the time.
So the very first time you heard this,
Laurel.
You heard what?
Yanni.
There's no
way. But now I hear Laurel.
I hear Laurel.
Laurel.
I hear Laurel all the time.
Okay, it's one more time.
It's been that way for me. I mean, I've never heard Yanni.
Well, I read that they put the sound clips, like Yanni is a separate sound clip, Laurel is another.
It's all the same thing.
And they
it's
put the it same. On top of each other. So you, technically they're both there, but you hear what
right
you
here in the sound clip. Okay. This is what everybody was playing the past couple.
Laurel.
Still, it's still Laurel to me. But some hear Yanni.
One more time.
You want it one more time? Really think Yanni in your head. Just think it.
Okay.
I mean, close your eyes and imagine it in your head.
Laurel.
I still hear Laurel, to be honest.
Now I hear Laurel. I don't hear Yanni anymore.
But you only heard it once, right?
I only heard it once.
When you heard that, where did you hear it? TV or what?
My phone.
Okay, because they say, depending on what audio device or where you may be hearing it from in terms of it's in your home through the TV, because I know The View was talking about this. Everybody has been talking about this. If you're team Laurel or team Yanni, what do you hear out there? You hear
Laurel,
like I do each and every single time. Yet have I heard Yanni. But it's crazy. You hear some of these people, these viral videos, it'll get played for them. And I hear this,
Laurel.
And point blank, they'll look at the person and say, I hear Yanni. Like, have you seen these videos?
Yeah, but now I totally
How
hear,
do you hear
I that? Know. I know. It's weird.
I don't understand how people... Are you looking at the text line at all right now?
Yes.
Is anybody chiming in? Do they hear... I mean, as to what
this
they hear?
This person says they hear Yanni.
I don't believe them. I don't believe them for one second. Who said that?
The name was Semper Fi.
Robert Mishler, you said you hear... That doesn't surprise me there, Robert, whatsoever. Robert's a weird guy. No way, it's Laurel, all the way.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
I hear Laurel each and every single time.
Tina says she hears Laurel as well.
Thank you, Tina. We have two people that say they hear Yanni. I don't understand, to be honest. Oh, God, here they come. Laurel, see, exactly.
I don't hear either.
Beth, I don't hear either. You're a special kind of person.
Laurel.
Joanne hears Yanni.
Joanne?
Really?
She's out of her mind.
No.
No way does she.
This lady hears Yanni as well.
How is this?
I don't hear Yanni anymore.
Hold on a second.
Do it one more time.
Yeah, I'm done with this. It's because each and every single time, I'm wanting to hear Yanni. I want to hear, just like when people said the dress was blue and black, I wanted to see that it was blue and black, but I just couldn't with my eyeballs. It was white and gold. It was a white and gold dress. It's Laurel. It's what it is.
It's totally Laurel.
I don't understand how people say they hear Yanni out of that.
It's weird.
Hashtag Team Laurel.
Team Laurel.
All the way. Still, though, you...
The first time I did hear it, I heard Yanni.
Other people are hearing Yanni. They say it's pronounced like nanny, not like lawn, like Lonnie. So it's Yanni? Yanni?
Yeah, okay.
Yanni.
That's weird that this person even heard it and is pronouncing it differently.
Do it one more time.
I don't want to.
Yanni.
This is the strangest thing. How are people hearing Yanni with that?
Joanne says that on Facebook, the one that you're playing is different.
The one I'm playing is different. This is the one that I got this from, I think it was USA Today or something. This is the one that everyone was
playing. Yanni.
I
don't get it. This person says move along.
You move along. You get a radio show and you decide what the heck you can do. How about that? Anyway, hey, let us know what team you're on if you want, Yanni or Laurel, because it's all day it's Laurel.
Laurel.
I don't care what anybody says. I can't. I don't know why other or how other people.
I don't hear Yanni anymore at all.
And Babbling Brooke is here.
Hello.
Okay,
Happy Friday,
Brooke.
Eve.
You're possessed, or.
I think I am.
I don't know what this sorcery is right here. I want to know what you hear when you hear this.
Yanny.
I hear Yanny.
How in
Yanny.
The...
Yanny. It was almost without the Y.
Hold on.
I don't even hear an L.
Just wait a second. This is clearly Laurel. It's Laurel.
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 I don't hear Laurel. Like, I don't... It's Laurel. Like, that no.
No, Yanny. Bro, you're freaking me out. You're honestly freaking me out. You're
hey,
possessed.
I'm not the only one. There's other people. I don't hear Yanny.
No, you
I
guys...
I hear Annie.
No.
Almost like Annie.
No, I don't want to talk about this anymore because it's starting to freak me out. No, because honestly, how do people hear?
We all hear different things. I don't know.
But it's clearly Laurel.
I don't hear an
Where
L.
Where do you even get?
I hear no L's in there.
Oh my God.
No, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I've heard it 100 times.
I gotta go home. I mean, no, honestly.
I don't know what it is. I can't explain it.
Kids, you're possessed. It's
people are going nuts over this thing. It's
I know.
Really not that big of a deal.
No, it is a big
it's really
deal.
Not.
Anyway,
you know,
Brooke,
we all hear different things. We all see different things. You know, it's just that's how it is.
You have Z News.
I do.
You got to get my mind off of this.
Okay,
my
I'll
mind
try.
Is blown. First, Michelle blew my mind because she knew way too much about my past, and then and then this whole mess.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
All right, in this date history, back in 1875, the first Kentucky Derby was run. The winner was Aristides, I think, or Aristides. I don't know how you
no,
say
the,
it.
No, the winner was Laurel, actually. The winner of the first Kentucky Derby.
Annie by Oliver Lewis. 1996, President Bill Clinton signed a measure requiring neighborhood notification when sex offenders move in. It's called Megan's Law.
Lisa says she agrees with you.
Oh, see?
You guys are insane.
Me and Lisa, same wavelength, you know. In 2000, the final episode of Beverly Hills 90210 aired. 2008, Pete Wentz of Fall Out Boy married Ashley Simpson at her parents' house in L.A., but they, of course, have since divorced. And then only a year ago today, Chris Cornell hanged himself in a Detroit hotel room just hours after performing one of his concerts.
That was 1 year ago, huh?
Yes.
Wow.
He was 52. Holidays for today. It's World Telecommunications Day.
Hey now.
Pack Rat Day. World Baking Day. I don't bake that much. Maybe some cookies.
Girl, you don't even cook.
Yeah, let's get real. Let's get real.
I think you are baked because you hear keep hearing you. You're what do you hear? Hold on, listen.
I mean, I'm trying to say Laurel in my head and it's just not working.
I'm going. I'm done. I'm done. I'm out of here.
It's brown bake it day. Let's just brown bake this whole thing and just move on. And National Notebook Day. Country music on TV today. Scotty McCreery will be on Harry. Grey's Anatomy will be on at 8. Jersey Shore Family Vacation will be on at 8. Ellen's Game of Games on at 8. Showtime at the Apollo's on at 9. And then the Royal Wedding Watch, How to Celebrate, episode 4.
I'm over this lead up to this.
Yeah, we'll be on at 10 tonight on PBS. Tina Fey, she'll be on the Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon.
That's Will Ferrell was on there last night. Hilarious.
I have to see the snippets of it.
And then Tina Fey on there tonight.
Yeah. Steven Tyler and Casey Musgraves will be on the Late Late Show with James Corden. And then Bill Nye will be on Last Call with Carson Daly.
Bill.
In other news, David Letterman, he is scheduled to join Seth Meyers as a special guest on Late Night on the 23rd.
I wonder if Dave will shave his beard and clean up for the cameras or not.
I don't know, but I mean, it's not like he's just been sitting around doing nothing.
He has that Netflix special,
he's
right?
Yes, it's My Guest Needs No Introduction.
Yeah.
So at least he's keeping somewhat busy with his life. And then, I don't know if you've heard this, Eric. Sam Hunt, have you heard he's going to have a new single for us?
He has a new song out, which, by the way, folks will hear after this segment.
Yes.
P.S.
You want to know what it's
called? What's it called?
Downtown's Dead.
Now, I know he went to Mexico.
Yes.
For like, inspiration, right?
Yeah. He actually took off all of his pictures on Instagram and reposted a bunch of them from his trip over there. So
didn't he just get married too?
Yes, he did.
Right on.
He did get married. A lot of things were going on, I think, is maybe why he was taking that long of a break.
A sabbatical.
There was, yeah, a lot of different things going on.
What's the name of his wife? It's Laurel, right? Isn't that her name?
It's Annie.
Oh, I forgot what her name was.
Annie.
That's Babbling Brook, everybody. Which, by the way, yeah, you'll hear Sam Hunt's new single coming up next. The title of it was what again?
Downtown Kid.
Laurel is the name of his new song. Thanks, Brooke. More after this on Z Country.